Hey, nice to see you all in the middle weekend of the school holidays too, and a long weekend as well. Yeah, great. I wonder if who's been up to some adventures or doing anything exciting. Anyone up to anything that's, you think, yeah, I'd love to share that with people? No. Working. Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Hey, I love this photo of James and I for so many different reasons, actually. It was 2016, and this was at the very finish line of a six-hour adventure race as a two-person team. We'd done pretty well. I think we'd come fifth from memory. And at the end here, I was actually feeling pretty good. I got a smile on my face, and, you know, so I sort of made it like, I can't remember, some media thing. I put it as my profile picture for a bit. Where I look relatively fresh, whereas James, he just looks ragged. He looks terrible. Like he was done. So soon we were lining up for the post-race feed, and I sat down with a bunch of others on the grass under a tree. Me and Flexibility sitting down on the ground, not a good match. And a few minutes later, I was in writhing agony. Anybody had cramp before? Oh, my goodness. At that point, I'd never had cramp before. It was just horrible. Every little movement resulted in these like jabbing pains from my legs and stuff. And I would have looked a total mess, contorted face and all, trying to hold myself together. So I would have looked a lot worse than ragged. There is no way I would have been able to run either. Going forward was just not an option for me. I was at the opposite of running and being glorious. But today we're finishing off this letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to a new and little church in Greece at about 51 AD that we call 2 Thessalonians. We're going to be considering chapter 3, the final chapter. And remember, this was a church of new believers who were under enormous pressure from the Roman authorities. And so Paul writes to encourage them to remain steadfast, trusting that God would comfort their hearts and strengthen them for every good work, as he says. He also encourages them by saying that he and his mates are thanking God for them and praying for them. And then we move into these last little bits here. Chapter 3. Finally, my dear family, pray for us, that the word of the Lord will go forward quickly and be glorified, as it has among you, and that we may be rescued from evil and wicked people. Not all, you see, have faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. We are confident in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we instructed you. I love this verse. This is a great one. May the Lord direct your hearts towards the love of God and the patience of the Messiah. Now, in that adventure race, my legs were not going forward quickly at the end of it, I mean. They were stuck. They were heavy. I certainly was not bringing glory to the idea of adventure racing, and I looked terrible. And Paul knew all about this sort of stuck heaviness too. He regularly faced situations where people were just dead set against him, determined to shut his message down, determined to shut him up in prison. He knew what it was like to have a heaviness that lessened the glory of God and seeing renewal happen. So we're going to try and illustrate that a little bit this morning. And I'm going to need some people, you know, because it's a little bit of a sports theme today, isn't there? I mean, with, you know, it's biblical, it's scripture, you know. He says moving forward quickly. So we've got a little bit of a sports theme. So I need a few volunteers just to help me out with a couple of little activities. You might have a little bit of a clue from what's up here. Come on, Connor. Come on. Oh, kia ora, Andrea. You're always up for a challenge. That's great. Love that. Anyone else coming up? Oh, come on in. Yeah. Good on you.
They're going to beat me. me.
Oh, Le Mans, excellent. Oh, no, only joking, only joking. I knew you'd go to the kitchen. Right, okay, sweet. So, over here, we have some weights. Because it's about, you know, weighing things being weighed down and not being done as they would. So, we've got a few little exercises. So, I'm going to go. We're going to move these. Oh, who can carry these? Just how they are. Yes, there is grace and love for that person despite their poor behaviour, but also, no. Love can also mean a person needs to be made aware of how their behaviour is affecting the church so they can go to work, so to speak, to address this problem, to lessen its effect. It's much easier to display love and grace towards number eights, or big eggs, and to EGRs, that's extra grace required, people, when we see them trying. It's easier to extend that grace and love when they're trying, isn't it? And no doubt, you know, we know from our lives, we're not going to get it right all the time, but it's easier to extend that grace and love when people are trying. And that, so sometimes they need to be made aware of that in love. Quick comment on verse 13. As for you, my dear family, don't get tired. As for you, my dear family, don't get tired of doing what is right. Remember, this was spoken to people who are being taken for a ride by other church members. For us, I think it applies to keeping on being involved, doing good. When occasionally there's something annoying, perhaps a person not behaving in great ways, it can be easy to give up, to think it's not worth it, to avoid a conflict. But there can be beautiful things that come about by not getting tired from doing good. So keep hanging in there. And it's easy to think like that as well when especially in an environment like, you know, pandemic sort of stuff, stress levels, tiredness levels are up. So keep on. Let's keep on doing good. So we're going to end the service today with closing lines from this 2,000-year-old letter that say, "May the Lord of peace give you peace always in every way." May the Lord of peace give you peace always in every way. I love that. Oh, yes, please. We need peace with people in the church family at times, don't we? We need peace from the heaviness that plagues us at times. We need peace when we think of war in Ukraine and Myanmar and lots of other places, especially on this Anzac weekend. So maybe may our participation in Anzac services tomorrow lead to prayer to the Prince of Peace. I've got a song to play. And just some space to reflect. You might want to have a chat with the people next to you about what's been shared. I realise there's been a huge amount of talking today. Longer message from me, sorry. But also we're going to have some candles down there. If you'd like to light a prayer as a symbol, light a candle as a symbol of your prayer. You don't really like prayers. And also, you know, you might want to come and take a weight and have a feel of that, and as you let it go and sense that release and think about what God might be saying to you in that moment. On the screen there's going to be a list of the current wars going on in the world according to worldpopulationreview.com. So that might be fuel for prayer as well in this space as we engage with this. Thanks. Actually, Brent, could we leave that slide up and just have the audio? Thank you.
told me that it would be easy. He said suffering would come, but he promised peace. He never told me that it would be easy. He said suffering would come, but he promised peace, peace, peace. He never told me that it wouldn't be easy. He said suffering would come, but he promised peace, peace, peace. He never told me that it wouldn't be easy. He said
would come, but he promised peace.